So I'm here with Rick Waghorn. This is Ben Whitelaw reporting from the City Local Conference, talking about sustaining local journalism in the future. Rick's given a very good presentation today about the kind of looking forward and maybe hopefully developing new business models for doing so. Rick, talk us through your presentation and what you got from today.
I think one of the nice things that has come out today, and it was the kind of structure and the spine to the day that was about people. It's about, you know, I christened it P2P. I'm sure I'm not the person to say that. But, you know, going forward, whether we're looking at kind of editorial or advertising models, it remains a people thing that we have to kind of engage with our community, both in an editorial sense and content sense, and I think going forward commercially. And I thought the Jeff linkage with Skype was fantastic in the way that he too, and CUNY and their entrepreneurialism school, is looking at this new way of engaging communities in the sales and commercial process, just as much as we have probably over fixated on the news gathering aspect at the expense of the good old fashioned ad rep.
I mean, you seem to be sitting in the middle of those that think that content is important and you do it for free, and also those on the other side who think you come in from a very revenue focused point of view. You seem to be sitting quite nicely in the middle, maybe well placed to crack the issue. Maybe, do you reckon that's without bigging yourself up?
No, I mean, I think listening to James Hatt and SE1, he was you know, was very kind, but said, look, you know, things like Adapply have got a long way to go, and he's exactly right. You know, and at the end of the day, we are only going to be one part of the solution, a solution that won't work for everyone. If we can be one little piece of the jigsaw, and you know, there are other revenue streams that were mentioned today, things like event hosting. I know Litchfield Blog do T-shirts. You know, there are a multiplicity of ways of accessing revenue. Clearly, you know, one of the sessions Will Perrin was talking about, you know, is there a need for money? Is there a need for income? Are we looking at that kind of community charity-esque way of approaching this not-for-profit? I think, you know, when he's talking about it's only £11 a month, it's only £35 a month for a host or whatever, I still think that's a cost that needs to be accounted for somehow. So we've used the phrase to try and get to people to a not-for-loss position, as opposed to this idea that we can all be not-for-profits. I also see it as a reward that, you know, if you can bring in a little bit of revenue, then at the end of the month, bring your community together for a few beers and a curry. And out of the kind of pot of advertising that is community-focused, community-based, that is childcare, is mass teachers, is private tutors or whatever, from within that pot, reward those people who have been contributing to your site with a curry. Something that simple. But again, it's back to P2P, person to person, giving people a sense of reward for their efforts.
That's very refreshing, and thanks very much for your time. Appreciate that.
No, it's fine.